Bhagavad Lila, 11th Canto, Chapter 14, Uddhava Gita continued. Krishna explains bhakti as the best spiritual practice. And he also speaks about the yoga system to Uddhava. Uddhava actually asked a question to Bhagavan. Which process of spiritual advancement is the best? And thus, Krishna answered, because the living entities have multitude of diverse desires, the system of religion was explained in different ways. Thus, different philosophies arose, different strokes for different folks. Because the living entity, bewildered by illusion or maya, cannot ascertain his eternal benefit, he mistakenly identifies ordinary vows of penance and austerity to be the topmost spiritual practice. But actually, the only means of achieving the topmost joy is to meditate on offering everything to Krishna. If one is always meditating on how to, and practically in doing it, offering everything to Bhagavan, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna, then he will become free from all desires for selfish gratification through enjoyment of mundane sense objects. And he'll become free from all hankering. Bhakti destroys countless sinful reactions and produces astasattvic bhavs of spiritual joy. Bhakti purifies the heart and grants darshan of Krishna, and one can become very close to the Lord. A Krishna devotee can never be completely diverted by the objects of sense enjoyment, even if he's not able to control his senses in the beginning. We should always absorb our minds in thinking of Krishna. Krishna speaks a very encouraging verse in this chapter 14 in Uddhava Gita. Verse 18. Madhyamano pimad bhakto vishaye ajitendriya prayak pragalbaya bhaktya vishaye nabi buyate. Hey Uddhava, if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desires. But because of his unflinching devotion for me, he will not be defeated by sense gratification. Purport. Even though the senses are not fully controlled, one who is devoted to Krishna will not be separated from Krishna. Because of previous bad habits and immaturity, even a sincere devotee may be harassed by lingering attraction to the bodily concept of life. Vishnath gives an analogy. A great warrior may be struck by the arrow of his enemy, but because of his courage and strength, he is not killed or defeated. He accepts the blow and goes on to victory. Similarly, one may contact a serious disease, but if he takes the proper medicine, he is quickly cured. A devotee, even though immature, never falls from the path of devotional service. Even if he displays occasional weakness, he is still considered a devotee if his devotion to Lord Krishna is very strong. Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mamananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyagvyava sito hi saha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is considered saintly because he is properly situated. Chapter 14, text 25. Yatagina Hema malam jahati damattam puna sam pajate charupam atma chakarma nushayam viduya madbhakti yogena vajatyatomam. Sri Krishna said, "Hey Uddhav, gold, when smelted or melted in fire, gives up its impurities and returns to its brilliant, pure, brilliant state. Similarly, the spirit soul absorbed in the fire of bhakti yoga is purified of all contamination caused by previous fruit of activities and returns to its original position of serving me in the spiritual world." Vishnu states in the purport, "This verse indicates that devotee goes back to Godhead and worships Krishna in his original spiritual body, which is compared to the original pure form of molten gold. The fire of love of Godhead can cleanse one's soul and send one back to Godhead to engage in eternal loving service to the Lord."